for CJMQ, and today we're talking with renowned jazz artist Rafael Zaldazar. And well, welcome. Now, you're definitely a renowned jazz artist, born in Cuba, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. And you came to Canada, right? Now, you come from quite a musical family. Is most of your family into jazz or different type of music?
Yeah, exactly. So my parents, they came from musical, from classical background.
Mm-hmm.
Also from the traditional Cuban music.
Right.
Of course, jazz, really, if you think about art theater or maybe like swing music, you know,
mm-hmm.
from 1930 or something, it's like old stuff.
Okay.
Especially on the piano.
Right.
That is basically, yeah.
Okay, and you started playing the piano at 10 years old?
Exactly. I started playing piano little pieces, like some little pieces, classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Like some Bach.
Okay.
Like simple polyphony, mm-hmm. Produce all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also some technique studies from the Russian music. Some Mussorgsky things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some classical music history, what we spell, we call that like a nationalism music, you know?
Okay.
Music from our country, from Cuba. Those musicians who wanted to play classical music, but also making like a fusion with the Cuban traditional music,
mm-hmm.
like Amadeus Roldán, or the other guys is Caturla or Ignacio Cervantes, all this stuff, or Ernesto Lecuona, all these great pianists, great classical pianists,
mm-hmm.
You know, I started being familiar with.
Yeah. Okay, so your music is, it's a fusion of all different international musics, I guess, then, and it's jazz-based, and definitely has a strong Cuban influence, I guess, then.
Yeah, exactly, you're right.
Good.
You're okay. What I want is to understand all the music that happened around me,
mm-hmm.
at the time,
mm-hmm.
Like for example, understand really into a deep way what about jazz, what has happened with jazz from the history, from the beginning,
right.
from zero until now, going also to the popular music like Brazil music or Brazilian music or African music or European classical music, Western Europe, all this stuff. And also from the Cuban traditional music. Well, we can say that my music is like more like a fusion between all these kinds of music. It's a fusion that I try to mix in my own way and make music through it, you know?
Okay, that's very interesting. So it's kind of a fusion between the old and the new. Good. And in your concerts, do you kind of start out with the older jazz then and move up to some more modern pieces, I guess? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the first pianist I started listening to was the Cuban jazz players, like
mm-hmm.
Chucho Valdés
mm-hmm.
or Gonzalo Rubalcaba, that you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Emiliano Flynn. Emiliano Flynn was more like old stuff, more like traditional music, you know?
Right.
Also Emiliano Salvador, also Graviel Hernández, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, father,
mm-hmm.
old guy.
Mm-hmm.
All these old pianists, of course, some of the American pianists like Art Satan, G.G.P. Johnson, and also Fat Wallers, Earl Gardner, all these great pianists play from swing, from stride piano. Also a little bit about Powell and Dennis Monk from bebop language, but of course a little bit from Bach, Chopin,
mm-hmm.
Bartok, like if we think and the 20th century music, if we go back again a little bit, this guy, all the nationalists from Germany, like some Mozart also. For me, what I wanted is to start playing some music for fun, because I really was like maybe around 10 or
mm-hmm.
12
mm-hmm.
years old. I don't really understand at that time. I don't have an understanding about what I was playing
mm-hmm.
or about what that mean for me to play that music. but it was more for fun. I think my father's my grandpa, they just starting, you know, making me interest in me through this music. I don't know.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now you won a prize, I guess, in some talent contest, I guess, and the prize was to get a professional CD done.
Yeah, exactly. So in 2009, I got a prize from Jazz LFR competition.
Right.
That was really the beginning of my career, you know.
Right.
So I made the first album with FND Records.
Mm-hmm.
We just started working together because they offered me to work together to make like an artist contract.
Right.
And sign with the records and start making travel and making, you know, concerts and all this.
So that was was really your big break. And
exactly.
The name of the album was it Changing Directions?
No, this is Life Directions.
Life Directions, okay. And Life definitely, Directions. Yeah, that changed your direction. Yeah, your life went in a different direction. And you had a very successful launch. In fact, you're going to launch it in Europe soon, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So after that, I got the New Talents contest, produce something from Radio Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got an Opus prize from the Conseil des Arts de l'Est du Québec. After that, I went to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We make a tour from Paris West, was in Paris, in Germany, Italy, there are different places in French, like Tour, Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
And after we went to some competition, like a Montreal competition, like a Holland competition. For me, I think we started going more into the Europe, places. You know, started to connect with this place. For me, to play in Europe is so nice. It's so beautiful having this different audience and this opportunity, because people really love the music. Really love the work I'm doing with my band. So
exactly. Now
you have
a bachelor's in music and also a master's, and you teach part of the time, and the rest of the time you perform. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So for me, teaching is also part of my career, my musical career. You know. So I just developed myself when I'm planning my teaching skills.
Good. And where do you teach?
I teach more like classical music,
and
some of my students are more like jazz players also.
Okay.
Yeah, but most of the time it's more like classical teaching.
And where do you teach? Is it in Montreal?
Well, I was replacing one of my teachers at the University of Montreal.
Okay.
After that, I teach in Montreal in some private school.
Mm-hmm.
I also have like some private students. Sometimes I was to the CEGEP to do some master class also.
Mm-hmm.
They call me to make like special classes from student there.
Okay.
Most of the time it's like this kind of dynamic, you know.
Exactly, very rewarding. Now you're coming to the Richmond Cultural Center, I believe. Is it on the 25th of August?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Insider.
Yeah,
looking forward to
that
it.
Should be a good concert. And what time are you playing?
I think we play at 8.
Okay,
o'clock.
8 o'clock on the 25th. You're also coming to September, I believe, in October, Centennial Theater?
In Centennial, the first, October 1st, I think.
Okay, so that'd be very exciting, too. Have you played in either of the Richmond Cultural Arts Center or Centennial before?
Centennial, yes. I just played with one of the great players, one of the great sax players from Montreal, that you know is Danny Ryu.
Okay.
I was just doing his band for around maybe 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
We played together like a quartet. We played at Centennial Hall, but I was just before that occasion I played with Yannick. I was at the University of Bishops doing a workshop there for students, classical students. jazz, excuse me, also. I was speaking about the classical and traditional music, Cuban music, you know.
Very interesting. Good.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with that.
Good.
This audience, yeah.
Are you working on another CD right now, or just...
Exactly. What the reason to go ahead and I am later.
Good for you. Good.
Yeah, I was doing my second album at Studio 12 at Radio Canada.
Good. And so, you compose all the, you do all the compositions yourself? You write them all?
Most of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really made like 8 compositions.
Right.
For this album. And I have 2 standard jazz. Standard from the jazz repertory.
Okay.
I have like 2 classic from the Cuban repertory, like Chan Chan, that
right.
you know,
okay.
from Francisco Repilado, Compay Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
Or we all know it's Salto Cedro, voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayari, this stuff, no?
Okay.
But I made a special arrangement from that, especially for trio, and I used the bongo to give a different color. And also, I record La Comparsa, which is more like a classic piece from piano solo.
Okay.
And just, you know, just to honor Ernesto Lecuona, the composer.
Okay, well, it sounds like, sounds like a great concert coming up. So definitely,
I trust you. This is my best album I never made before. I'm so happy. That's happened because I had a special guest from New York, the saxophonist, the American saxophone and composer Greg Hosby, which is in this album. Also, play like 3 songs, rhythms.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. Good.
Yeah, I really feel so happy.
Good. Well, it sounds like a great concert. Now, if somebody wants to get a copy of your CD, I would imagine you'll have some in the 2 places you're going to be performing, in the Richmond Cultural Center and Centennial in the fall. And do you have a website that somebody can go and get your music from, too?
For sure. My website is www.rafaelsaldivarmusic.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Good.
Yeah, also, at the www.friendlyrecords.com, but I guess it's going to be like around all this magazine, like Archambault, this music, it's stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really good. Well, we thank you very much and look forward to the concert coming up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Ciao, you too.